kidnappings. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Eric Woodstrom, my friend, who's going to be my co-host today. Good morning. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Look at you. You're all in you're in blue jeans and stuff. I mean, I haven't seen you like that in a long time, you know, being the businessman that you are.
On the radio, not on the TV.
Oh, hey, Jared. Good morning there, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, what's the weather look like?
Well, let's see. Today we have a 90% chance of showers, a high of 58, a low of 47. We're going to have a wind advisory until 10 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, on Saturday, we have 70% chance of rain during the day, a high of 55, a low of 44, with a 50% chance of rain at night. On Sunday, we have an 80% chance of rain with a high of 55, a low of 43. And on Monday, we have a 70% chance of rain during the day with a high of 53, a low of 40, with just a chance of showers at night.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, what's it look like over up on Donner Pass here over the weekend? I'm heading up there.
What for?
Oh, we're having a
snow shoveling.
The 125th, no, I'm sorry, the 155th anniversary of the Donner Party, and we're going to select somebody and eat them.
So, I wasn't even going to go there.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know, you asked. Don't ask. Yeah. You know, unless you want the real answer there. Good morning, everybody. Hey, phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. You can get into our chat room and start the fight right now, or you can wait for a little bit. But who do we have? We
good
have
morning.
Amy from
we have
Haven
me.
Humane.
That should be enough.
It's Friday,
no,
and look who you brought.
I brought with me today a very special little guy named Brian. Brian is a 2-year-old Shepherd mix. He's an all-around good dog. He does well with children, other dogs, and cats. He gave our office cat a bath with his tongue the other day, and it was really cute. But he is an all-around great dog. He does really well on a leash, and he knows most of his manners, and... And he's a tiger, so, I mean, he looks like a tiger.
He's got that tiger stripe.
Yeah.
He's got the brindle color.
The brindle, but
he doesn't have the big pity look, though.
No.
He's got a smaller head, but he's, just is he an affectionate dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
he's licking Eric Wittstrom's fingers right now.
Yeah, he has not so far met a person he did not immediately run up to and love on, so.
Okay, now how old do you think he is?
He's about two.
He's about two, and he's probably 40 pounds, something like that.
About
40 pounds. So he's good on the leash?
Yes, and he's a great size. You know,
He's a real good size, that's right. And he's 2 years old. He's good on the leash. He's trained. He's very affectionate.
Yes, and he appears to be potty trained as well, so that's always a plus.
Yes, he
appears to be potty trained. Now, how do we find...
It's hard to tell in a shelter because they don't really have the opportunity to go out every time they need to go.
Right.
But we can usually tell with how clean they are in their kennels.
Yeah.
If they're very clean or they potty and leave it alone or don't really want a potty in there. A lot of them don't. Or right when we take them out, anytime we take them out, that's the first thing they do is go right to the bathroom. So it's usually a good indication of how they are.
When we go hunting, I do that. I just run out of the tent. I was going to say Eric, but I didn't want to embarrass
you. Do what you
got
to do,
he'll
man.
Never come back.
You have a clean kennel when you go hunting?
I have a clean tent.
Okay,
so
good.
That's about
so
it.
We are having a really amazing promotion that Mark spilled the beans on here with you guys because he likes to ruin my fun. I always like to be the first person to tell everybody about our specials. So we are doing $14 adoptions for animals that have been in the shelter for 14 days or more. And Brian is actually included in that. He's been with us for 37 days already.
Okay. Now, this is the other thing I offer, that KCNR 1460 will pay for 10 of those.
We haven't.
But they have to come in and they have to say KCNR 1460 and use the secret word.
Yeah. Oh, I know the secret word.
Okay. Okay, well, I can tell everybody what the secret word is. It's Marine.
It's please.
They come in. No, they just come in and say, they come in. Hey, we're from KCNR, KCNR 1460 Marine. And they get a free dog.
Yeah.
And I pay for it.
Right. And you can't beat that. And like with all of our adoptions, this $14 is going to include his neuter, his microchip, his vaccines, his health checks. So you really cannot beat that. And it's only going on through the 14th.
Okay. So that's
and new dogs are added to the special every day.
Yeah. So you can probably find one.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
You know,
I mean, we got
Eric,
them all.
You're probably room for another two or three dogs.
That's what I was just showing.
Oh,
her,
I saw him looking at a picture of somebody.
When Mark was here earlier in the week.
Yeah, Mark's story.
And I went to your website and I saw one. I sent it to my wife because we had two and we now have one because one we had to put down and our one at home is about 2 years old.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Well, look at this one.
Needs a pal.
You know what he looks like? I've seen those dogs before, and he just seems. Look how quiet he is; just sits there.
Well, that might be what we need to do tomorrow morning: get up and go down and look her.
And he's ready to go.
Because it's hard
home,
once you go down there; it's hard not to come
and
back.
And here's the
something.
Thing:
it is. Yeah.
Here's the thing: Carl's KCNR. Is
oh, that's right.
For it.
Carl's going to pay
say,
for it for you.
KCNR 1460 is going to pay for it.
Don't say Air Force.
Up to 10. Up to 10.
Up to 10.
Yeah, you know, because I thought, well, we'll just pay for him and then. You know, hey, here we say, Carl, 300 dogs.
You're doing your part.
Anyway, okay. All right, Amy, thanks. How do they get a hold of you? And how do they get down there? How do they get this dog?
How do you get this dog? Okay, so you can, two options. You can call and see if he's still with us at 241-1653.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier and better to come in than it is to check our website because it doesn't get updated as quickly as dogs are actually coming in. So if you want to know what we have, it's always better to just come. Just come and see what we have. And even if they're not available yet, you can always fill out an application for a dog that's not available and put your name on it kind of thing. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So
like if you're looking for younger dogs. Or,
yeah. Or if you have a certain thing that you're looking for, we do take wanted cards. So when we get something in that might match that, we will give you a call and let you know that we have a dog that matches what you're looking for at the shelter. So
got it.
Yep.
Amy, thanks so much, hon.
As always, you are welcome. You guys have a good weekend.
You right. too. You be
Thank
careful
you
out there.
Thank you
very much. Hey, for NYPD arrest, are we going to talk any politics today? Oh yeah. Congressman LaMalfa will be on at 8:00. How about that one? Plus. I'm here with Eric Wisdom, who is president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, my friend, but also he comes in co-hosts on a regular, you know, semi-regular basis.
Whenever you let me.
Whenever I let you. And, you know, it's, if you go into the, it says pound.
The pound.
If you go into the pound and you say Air Force, they give you a free lactose-free yogurt. Okay, for all you Air Force guys out there, I'm reading this. This is not what I said. I'm reading this from the chat room there. Obviously somebody that has a bone to pick, maybe. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. That's right, Sleep Number. They've got just a number of things going on, but now the New Year's fully in swing, and what a great time to get that new bed. And they've got some great, great prices going on there. The Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. The Sleep Number bed, you know, you can choose any side that you want or any firmness, you know, with the dual air technology. My Sleep Number setting, of course, is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. It tracks your sleep IQ, optional sleep IQ technology. It tracks your sleep and gives you personal insights. Remember, the Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. Anyway, this is great. So there's never been a better time to visit the Sleep Number store. Save 50%, like I said, on a limited edition. And the Queen C2 mattresses are only now $599.99. It's a great deal. We love these beds. We sleep really well. And plus, you can get pillows. You know, sometimes it's really hard to find the right pillow. You know, just the other day, Eric was talking about that.
Pillow talk?
You know, the pillow. Just finding the pillow. The right
the
pillow.
The right one.
The right pillow.
Yes.
Well, they've got them down there. Sleep Number. That's right. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center.
Go shopping
and go in there and see Brian Janis or any of the pros. Sleep Number. It's a great place. 7:15 right here on the February 3rd, 2017. we let January get away from us.
Boy, it's now, right behind us, isn't it?
You know, and February's
Holy
almost
smokes.
Over. It's almost over. 55 degrees going up to 58 today. With lots of rain. It's going to be raining this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, my friends. Good morning. It is, 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and the 55 degrees going up to 58 today, and lots of rain. Weather reports always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, a local company in here in town, veteran-owned, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I'm going to throw all these things out. Fundraiser for Baby Braden, Saturday, February 18th at Becca's Cafe on Balls Ferry Road. Son of Alyssa and Dustin McQuillan was born January 13th at Mercy Hospital with a heart defect. So he is now at LPCH in Palo Alto awaiting a heart transplant. Wow. He had one open heart surgery with another scheduled. It's a long and hard journey for the young family of two other small children. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to the McQuillan family. Bake sale, raffle, 50-50 drawing. All of this on Saturday, February the 18th from 3 to 7. $10 includes pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, beans.
And where?
And this is going to be at Becca's Cafe at 2083 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson.
All right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more.
Sure.
An evening at Club Cougar, February the 8th through the 11th.
Oh, that's a wonderful.
And February 15th through the 18th. This is going to go back to the musical era of the 30s. It's going to be, it's acting and dancing and singing. It's the first Church of the Nazarene on Bocelli Lane.
Put on by Foothill High School.
Foothill
Performing
High
Arts.
Schools. There you go.
No, that's a wonderful presentation. Those young guys and girls really knock it out.
They were in here the other day, and they're Andrew sisters, you know, doing that part. It was really good. Give a call at 245-2707 for more information. Okay. Hey, we have questions coming in out of the of the chat room, and it'd be silly of me not to talk to the premier banker here in town.
At least the premier banker in this room. Well, maybe.
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 Okay. Trump said he's going to loosen the Dodd-Frank laws or start canceling. And here's the question coming out. What does Eric think?
Well, I mean, we're one of the most regulated industries out there, and some of it is to help, you know, protect the FDIC insurance funds, which insure deposits. And some of it's helped, you know, meant to do other things. But the Dodd-Frank rule came in, was a extensive law, had many, many parts to it that came was first proposed in 2009 after, you know, a deep recession that we had.
Yes.
And it was a reaction to or an overreaction to, you know, some of the circumstances. But as usual with regulations, you know, they may have good intents, but then there's piling on depending on who's in power. And, out of the Dodd-Frank came just piles and piles of regulations that impacted the banking industry, the investment sales industry, the stock brokerage industry, investment banking, you know, a lot of different
things.
People getting loans, yeah. Difficult.
Oh, my gosh.
It went from, you know, if you buy a house, it went from about 3/4 of an inch of paper to about 2 inches of paper that you sign for the same house.
Essentially.
And I don't know that it helps solve anything. It was the consumer protection stuff was supposed to make it simpler, but it made it more complex. We, in fact, at Five Star, we're mostly a commercial bank. We mm-hmm. make commercial loans. We certainly take in deposits from anybody that wants to have deposit accounts. But we got out of the home loan business because it just was more work than we would ever get back in it. And so, you know, that's been consolidated into the large players that can have scale to their process. You know, most of the mortgage companies in town or mortgage lenders in town really are affiliated with a regional or a national company that helps, you know, process and keep up with the regulations. Because, you know, we had about 50, 55 employees at the time. We had two or three of them in the compliance area. We now have 7 in the compliance area, and it's all.
Well, you said it was like 3,200 pages.
Yeah, it's a monster bill.
Sungo says this is a very complicated law, and would no doubt be a whole show in itself. And when I asked you before we went on, you said, you know, I can wave top it, but if you want to get into it, I mean, this is deep. Not a 15 or 30 minutes.
Some of the sound bites that come out of it, eliminating the too big to fail, some of those things all sell well, but and I'm not a proponent of the government, you know, bailing out big banks that make big mistakes. They're betting their shareholder money and they lost it. Now, you know, and the shareholders in most cases lost everything, which is the nature of our, you know, of our system. And then they were merged kind of in backroom deals. And I think, you know, some of the banks.
Wachovia and all these disappeared.
They disappeared. They rolled up to, I think they rolled up to Wells Fargo, you know, Merrill Lynch. Rolled up into Bank of America. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the other big mortgage lenders rolled up into Bank of America. Bank of America, kind of threw a big powwow in the middle of the crisis when they raised their hand and said, we'll take it, inherited billions. They're still paying fines and stuff for the actions of others. The Countrywide, Countrywide mortgage, example, rolled up through in Bank of America, inherited all their risk.
That was a lot because people were giving mortgages billions. Back then. People were giving mortgages on self-defined income.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't have to prove anything.
And those were rules that, you know, those were previous administrations' rules to allow to improve home ownership. And, you know, a number of administrations were involved in that, saying, you know, let's ease the Fannie Freddie guidelines.
Yeah.
Let's you know, not require 20% down, some, you know, having the buyer having some skin in the game. And let's let them, you know, declare what their income is and support it through, you know, a deposit. You know,
and you could use unemployment insurance. You could use the unemployment. You could use any type of income, right?
Well, you can, and you can still use it if it's consistent. But at that time, you didn't need to prove consistency. You could just say, you know, this is what I made last month. I think I'll make it for the rest of my life. And it wasn't always true. And, you know, and the rules really allowed people to get into homes that they couldn't afford.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see that movie, The Big Short?
I didn't see it. I've heard about it. And I think it's in what, you know, the comments that I've that have been shared with me is that it's a fairly, you know, it's a movie, it's entertaining, but it's a fairly good representation.
Because they had this, they were showing, I guess these guys were representing the worst part of that. And I mean, these were two guys down in Florida.
Yeah.
And they were selling houses on with nothing in there and selling house after house, and they were rich and they got all this stuff. And the guy that, one of the guys that was, you know, one of the main characters says, he's looking at it, and he goes, are you – he says, what do you – how can you get in this house? And some of the girls – you know, one of the girls was a topless dancer, and she had her money in stocks, but she was buying these properties, and she'd bought four properties through these guys. And then so when the main protagonist goes, well, what has she got – I mean, what happens if something happens? Oh, well, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then, of course – they're driving through the neighborhood, and what they're seeing is all these houses, really nice neighborhood, all these houses for sale.
For sale.
Because, you know, it was starting to come apart.
You know, I was on your show during the run-up, and when things were going good. And, you know, and I think we had a debate one day from people calling in that, you know, that argued that homes were the best investment, short-term, mid-term investment you could make. And, you know, that just goes – they're not. They're where you live. A home is where you live. And if you want to speculate in homes, then you should do that. You use your own capital to buy them.
Yeah.
And take a risk. But, you know, your home is your home.
Right. And then
if you're buying it to get short – and you know, over many years, people could buy a home, sell it 18 months or 2 years later and make more on their home than they ever did – earning a living, you know, on their, with their job.
Well, there's a time where people were buying, like, in the first phase.
Yeah.
You know, they jump in and buy it, and they would never move into it.
Right.
Because they could sell it before they even had to move into it and make $20,000. It was crazy.
Anyways, but the Dodd-Frank was, you know, in my opinion, an overreaction. It was at a different time and a place. You know, there were some parts of it that conceptually made sense, but a lot of it doesn't. You know, a lot of it's just more bureaucracy that we try have to win through to do our business. We want to lend money to people that, you know, have a use for it, for their, you know, productive, for personally productive, or to buy something that they want and finance it, or for their business, and it just makes it more difficult.
Yeah. Well, it's somebody says in here, market likes it, up 130 points.
Good. Good. Well, I think the stuff,
over 20,000 again?
Some of the stuff that he's going to repeal, as I kind of read through the highlights, you know, deal with commissions and fees that you know, the stockbrokers or investment advisors or financial advisors can charge or disclose on your 401k or your IRAs and other retirement funds.
It's still illegal for them to point you at funds that may not be as good, right?
And keep
churning it.
Well, I mean, I think some of it is buyer beware, too. I think you need to be aware. I think, you know, what we've all learned over the last 15, 20 years is that as the retirement system is transferred, you know, back to the individual and the responsibility, at least in the private sector, of the individuals, we need to be aware of what's going on and what our investment's in. And if we get a recommendation from somebody, that we need to properly vet it. You know, and some people can, and a lot of people haven't, you know, it's hard to do. Yeah.
And that's true. And this is the part.
You need to be aware, and you need to have confidence in who you're.
That's the big thing.
Yep.
And if you go into it, it's got to be somebody you know. But it's also got to be when you say, well, you should be. It's, And it's true. You've got the final you've got the final responsibility, but yeah. You know, sometimes
you need to rely on the
you have to rely on him because that's a guy, you know, that this is, you know, this is what he does, and if you were going to go out and check each one and know all about it, why do you need him? That kind of thing. And I'm thinking of older people like my parents, my in-laws.
Sure.
You know, they're in their 80s and they've got, you know,
there's always been laws to protect those. And I mean, my parents too in their late 80s. You know, there's laws to protect them on the investment brokerage side. You know, you don't put them into long-term investments that have a penalty, you know, to get out of when they're
80 years old.
Yeah, when their horizon's not long term.
They can see the airfield, the landing strip. Yes. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Eric Wichtum, president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank. It's 7:30, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You're not going to find a better place for in-home health care than Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 226-8350. I mean, they are the experts when it comes to in-home health care. Bonded, insured, hand-picked by Sharon Clark, the owner. You're not going to get, like I said, you're not getting any better. If it was, if Eric needed help, I would have Sharon help Eric.
Sharon has helped me. We've hired her to help my parents.
There you go.
Yeah, and just fantastic.
And I can't say anything more than that. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. And now we're going to get into things like I want to talk about the parolees under 57. We talked about Dodd-Frank. Oh, and the Clinton camp has come up with a new reason they lost.
Who?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blind, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You got to know. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wichtum. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on Friday, the 3rd of February, 2017. Jared, how many times have I told you that this year is passing way too fast? And what did happen to the 25th of January? I told you to hang on to it for a while. I really liked the 25th of January.
I tried. It just slipped out.
What happened? Did it just slip away from you? Did you go to sleep? What happened?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Somebody erased the board.
Somebody erased the board. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call that 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Call the local guy. Call Doug Tooley, the veteran. He wants to give $100 to new veterans that join his company. And if you give them, if you bring somebody in like that, another veteran, you can get $100 off your bill too. But you got to call 241-DISH. Ask Doug how that works. He's got $39.99 packages to start off with. Like I said, it's a great thing to do. It's a local place. It's run with local people. The money stays here. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, who is the president of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank. And, you know, just let people know is that when we started this station 8 years and counting, you know, we went to Eric Wittstrom. And if you haven't heard the story, I'll just boil it down to this. He said, I don't know, we've never done this before.
We've never went on a radio station. You know,
how much is one of those worth? And we sat down on the computer and we looked around and frankly
got a piece of paper out.
Yeah. We figured it out. They gave us a loan and here we are 8 years later.
Amazing.
Town Hall of the Air.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is, and we appreciate it. But we're not the only ones.
No, that's the fun part of our job, though. It's, yeah. You know,
that's what you're there for.
To work with people that have an idea and a dream and help them put it together. So, and we're just a small part of it, but it's good to be a part of it and watch how people grow their business and, realize their dreams.
I'm sure you've seen others that started.
Yes.
And then have not. Yes. Or have all yours kind of like gone through? Because I know you. This is a no-nonsense kind of guy. You want to know the answer. He's not going to put you through 30 days of agony. He's going to tell you in a day, or maybe right while you're sitting there in front of him. Nah.
Yeah.
You better go someplace else.
We haven't had any big, knock on wood, any big nightmares.
I think it's
not in a while.
But you trust people. So
you look
at the people.
You look at the people and you look at the plan and we vet it out and we listen. And, when there's some things that are maybe a little optimistic, we talk through it and – look at how they react, and you want people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and work hard, most people that do that are successful.
Yeah, we didn't.
This isn't an 8-to-5 job, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, and the other thing was, I gave him back his two dogs after they said yes. Okay. Hey, look, Hillary Clinton. I know you said who. But she's been kind of quiet. Now, here's what I thought. During the inauguration, she was there. I mean, that had to have been tough. That had to have been tough. Because I saw this meme that had – it said – because they were talking about the crowds at the Trump inauguration.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it shows a totally empty fountain and that whole area is empty. And it says, photo of crowd at Clinton's inauguration. But now her people that are surrounding her, she hasn't said it, but all her people close to her are saying, above everything else, it was Obama. Obama did not roll in and support her enough. He was not there. He didn't put the sanctions on Russia fast enough because I'm sure they were urging him to do that, and he waited to the end. And, they're saying is that it was, he had a huge impact in a negative sense in that he wasn't in it full bore. So.
Well, I think, that the election's over and, those that want to debate the whys and hows can, but, we need to look forward, not backwards.
I absolutely agree.
And I think we all agree with that. And let's just, we know,
have you noticed?
We know the direction we're going, and
yeah, what do you think about that? By the way,
about what?
Trump.
About
what? Trump's been in for like 15 days, 16 days.
Holy smokes! It's been a whirlwind.
It is. I mean, every day I open up this one thing. It says a list of executive orders and memos.
I don't have the perspective to know. I mean, maybe this always happens. Is that there's a lot of memos and orders, not to the extent that we're seeing now, but. change happens and with every administration. And I think that, you know.
So what do you think so far about this?
I think most of the news media has just been, it's not news. It's just people's
opinions.
It's opinions and opinions and opinions. And it's hard to kind of sort through and find actual news.
Well, wouldn't you agree, though, that, you know, he made these promises?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, did you like the way I started that? Wouldn't you agree? I've started doing that with people. Wouldn't you agree? And I'm doing it with Starman. And every time I said it, his eyes would narrow. You know. He's done a lot of changing. I think more
changes.
So.
Yes,
and
he has.
He's done
he's
things.
He's working to implement, you know, what he said
he was going to do.
Right.
I think he could have done this immigration thing.
Some of it with a sledgehammer and some of it with, you know, with a different approach.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he's getting – it seems to me that he's, you know, he's beginning to, you know, get on at least really important stuff, get buy-in and get a little bit of support from the Congress, realizing that they're there to support him. Don't surprise him as much.
I think the immigration
If he waits back, if he waits for them to say things, he may wait forever, and he's not going to wait.
He's not going to wait.
It's not his nature to wait.
The difference, and this is the thing, yes. I was talking to you run into them. I'm talking about some big guys in the business. And, you know, to them, this is not unusual. If they came into a new business that was having the problems they have, they too would put out orders. They too would fire acting attorney general who wasn't going to carry out the orders of them.
And, you know, for all the frenetic news that came out on that, oh my gosh, it's a regular thing that happens. When administrations change, it's not unusual. It happens.
Like the State Department. Oh, they fire. Are they all quit? Well, no.
No, they didn't. They were political appointees, and when you have a new administration, ones that are appointed move on for the most part, and there's new appointees.
Well, you know, I would have really liked to have been in the housing market, or when all those people from the Clinton, the incoming Clinton administration were, I understand they were buying houses all over the place. So I don't know if they sold. I don't know if they sold their houses to the Trump guy.
Well, you know, one time in my career, I was involved with a consulting company. We're headquartered in Washington D.C., and I was out here west with them. But if every administration changes, every administrative change has a huge impact on the housing market back there. You know that there's all of a sudden huge amounts of vacancy and sales, and then. You know, if an administration stays 8 years, the market goes strong for 8 years, and if it stays four and rolls over, Washington and Virginia real estate market ebbs and flows with administrations.
It does.
Yep.
Hey, here's what I have.
Stuff.
I
Look
have
you.
Some giveaways.
Can I
here.
Call in?
No,
just kidding.
No, you can't. You can run outside and call in, but it wouldn't work. We wouldn't let you win here. I've got a $10 gift card from R&R Meats, and all you have to do is be the first caller, and you get this gift card from R&R Meats.
You can go down there and get some good meat, or they have Dungeness crab.
It's $10, but it's a $10 gift card that you can use, and all you have to do is call 605-4567, and I'm going to give you away this card for R&R Meat. Because I tell you, this is where we go. This is a great place to go to. I mean, they're closer in town. When you're looking for crab, they've got crab. But anything else, you go down there, and it's just amazing. You know, you're looking for a certain kind of meat or a cut or something, even, you know, the seafood, that you are going to find it there.
You're going to find it
there. I make paella.
And it's going to be good quality, great quality.
Yeah. I make paella. And so, there's all these different parts to it, you know, different things. And so I find it all right there at R&R Meats. If you're calling and it's not answering, it's because he's talking to somebody else right now. So thank you for calling. And we're going to give away some more stuff here during this hour. Another,
fantastic.
Not for R&R, but for something else.
For another one of our local companies.
From the Hearth.
From the Hearth. Ooh,
have you ever been there?
Oh, of course I have.
It's a great place.
Wonderful place.
We're going to be giving that away here in another 20 or 30 minutes for another $10 gift card. So thank you for calling. And the winner was?
Michelle.
Michelle won that. She gets
good for her.
She gets $10 off. Thank you. Okay, everybody, we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Okay.
She can use but that I towards what, her Super
wait,
Bowl party.
In the next 30 minutes, we're going to give away from the hearth another $10 worth. We've got our local businesses with coupons.
We should come up with a gift card, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We've got a
Five Star Bank.
We got a drawer full of gift cards.
I would like to have a gift card from Five Star Bank. Here's a gift card for $100.
Oh boy.
How would you cover that?
It's hard to say.
Here's what I want. I want 1 minute inside
the vault.
The ATM. The ATM. After it's filled.
Just push buttons and go.
There you go. Hey, look, we're going to take a break here. We want to come back. We're going to talk about the black block.
Okay.
Now, this is not what maybe some people were thinking. It's called the black block, and it's been in the news a lot, or they have been in the news a lot. And we want to talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew teach all over Northern California, now into Central California. Every one of his people are trained NRA instructors, whether it's concealed carry, hunter safety, the advanced defensive pistol course, which is a great course, and the tactical rifle course. And if you haven't taken that, this is something you probably, if you've got a tactical rifle and you want to learn how to use it, how to transition from the rifle to the pistol, shoot a lot, how to work with another team when you're shooting, this is a great course. It's going to go April 30th.
Do you know any of those good instructors?
Well, I do.
Yes.
I may be teaching that.
See one in the morning when you look in the mirror?
Yeah, I go in there and kick in doors. Okay,
wow.
All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readyinccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments, and don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Eric Woodstrom here today. It's Friday, the 3rd of February. 2017. 55 degrees going up to 58. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. So take precautions. Super Bowl weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business right here in town that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, with a watch repairman that everybody brings their watches to, no matter what the store is, to have them fixed. All this at Four Winds Jewelry. Honest, great selection of jewelry. And like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Eric and I are here, and we're talking about different things. But when we left, we talked about the Black Block. Have you ever heard of that before?
I've never heard of it.
Well,
tell me about the Black Block.
This is, okay, Berkeley.
Yeah,
they just had the riots.
Okay.
So it appears that this organization called the Black Block, it's worldwide. And what it is anarchist. And they show up at, like, demonstrations. Like, they had 1,500 demonstrators there at Berkeley that were essentially really, you know, peaceful. This group shows up dressed in black. That's why they call them Black Block. They dressed in black. They wear masks. And they are there for one thing, destruction.
Oh, boy.
They're the ones that go in, you know, and I'm not saying that some of the others from Berkeley didn't join in. But these are the ones that show up at the Trump. There's the ones up in Washington. Remember when Washington was having the G7 meetings up
sure.
there? And they went into riots. And in Europe, they're growing. The numbers are growing. And the police are, you know, they've got to literally plan on these people showing up for big demonstrations. And like I said, they're violent. They set off. In this case, they were setting off fireworks, but then they were throwing rocks. They bust windows. They set fires. So this group of anarchists, and that's all it is anarchists that are out there to cause as much damage as they possibly can. And they dress alike so that it's harder to, you know, isolate what one of them and arrest them. So
wow.
Have you ever heard of them?
I've never heard of it, but now
it's starting to come out now. Okay.
Well, that's crazy.
It is because, you know what?
Let's face it. Berkeley's always been
kind of the
catalyst for, you know, demonstrations in it from when we were kids on up. But to have people in there stirring it and actually do, you know, to cause destruction for the sake of destruction.
Well, we also saw this woman was standing just out there. Okay, now she did have a Trump hat on. But this guy comes up, and he looks like somebody's grandfather, you know. And he's not dressed; he doesn't have a mask on. He just walks up and he sprays her face with pepper spray.
Oh my God!
Because she's got a Trump hat on.
Yeah.
Okay, which brings me to the other parts. Do you do Facebook at all?
I look at it.
You look at it, but you've got friends from all over, and you've got family.
Yep.
Have you noticed a change?
In some, those are the ones that are no longer. I just delete them.
You just delete them?
Yeah.
But
have you
noticed that?
I mean, like Facebook to look and see what my friends are doing, their kids are doing.
Who's going hunting? Who's got a birthday?
Or going on, you know, and what's new in their life. I certainly don't look at it for people's political opinion. If it's someone wants to write something about what they feel, that's fine. But, you know, the ones
don't denigrate people.
The ones that constantly just link to
weird things.
To political messages.
This one guy says, Trump is not my president. So I write, you know, I try, and I don't write a lot of things, but I write back, then what country do you live in? this is America, right? And he's the president. You know, when they say that, I mean, it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
And now here comes the Academy Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got to tell you that the Academy Awards are, and every year there's this party that Linda and I go to. Close friends. I mean, everybody really likes each other. But the Academy Awards, I'm not sure that I want to sit through 2.5 hours.
I know,
of
I don't.
Bashing,
I don't.
A bashing don't, like this. I mean, I don't like it anyway. But this this could be a bad year.
Yeah, and the other different award shows, and you know the entertainers are entertainers.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that just because they have a big stage, they feel that their their message is more than others, and it's just not, I don't pay attention to it.
They suck.
Waste of my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Ranger Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, just one quick correction about that hat that young lady was wearing.
Oh, okay.
She said it was a Trump hat.
Oh.
It did look like a Trump hat. It did appear to be one, but it wasn't.
Oh.
It said, make Bitcoin rape again or something. So it did kind of have that parallel. But I didn't say Trump.
Oh, okay. So they just saw something that said great again and went over and sprayed her in the face with pepper spray.
There you go. That's all it did. That was enough for the fish to bite on that hook.
I wonder if anybody caught this guy, because they had a really good view of his face. So I was just wondering about that.
Well,
this would be the one is that you have friends in the police department that identify him, and then that lady turns out she's got three sons named Guido. You know, they hunt this guy down, and they take that can of pepper spray and they put it in an orifice of his body.
Well, let's give this a little healthy skepticism here. You're talking about the city government of Oakland. You think that's going to happen?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. I just want to get a reality check.
Okay, reality check.
I had a similar conversation last night at a barbershop with some notorious sergeant major that wanders the streets here, and we discussed this. Oakland, yeah. You think that they would have arrested more than just one person?
Hey, you would think that. Tell you what, Chicago or whoever it was when they had these riots, they arrested, in D.C., I guess, they arrested like 25, 30, and they charged them with big crimes that could put them in jail for 2 or 3 years and $25,000 fines. I mean, they arrested them for, you know, destruction of property. It wasn't just a misdemeanor. So
they do need to get tough. They do need to get tough on these people. You can go out and do whatever you want, but when you start dressing up and you're organized, I think at some point in time, you qualify to be like an MS-13 gang member.
Well, you know what? If it's organized and they're out there to destroy things, you could almost call it a terrorist organization. And if that's the case, if it's a terrorist organization, you should take counter-terrorist actions against them.
Let's call a spade a spade. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad guys. Thanks, Ranger Rick.
All right. Bye.
All right.
There we go.
Hey, by the way, I have something else to give away.
What else do you have to give away, Carl?
I have something else to give
away.
On the 12th of February.
Yes.
A week from
Sunday. 2 days before Valentine's Day.
2 days before Valentine's Day at Cascade
Make
Theater.
Valentine's Day great again.
Gone with the Wind. I have two tickets to Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
And it's going to be down at Cascade Theater. You can pick any seat you want down there. They're going to have a party that starts at 2. You know, they have, you know, signature drinks. And then you're going to be able to see one of the greatest movies ever made there. And we went there before for It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas. So here it is, Gone with the Wind. These are tickets are like $30 a piece. And I don't know if they're $30 a piece. But they're
valuable.
But they are. And you can go there. I've got a place here that it's for two people for the classic film party, Gone with the Wind. So just give us a call at 605-4567. It's on Sunday.
February 12th
at 2 p.m. at the Cascade. And you know what? We went to the one with, like I said, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart for the Christmas thing.
Sure.
It was outstanding. So here's your chance to go out and have a romantic
night,
day,
afternoon,
evening, day, afternoon. And by the way, you're finished.
And then
in
you can
time
go to a nice
to go
dinner.
Out to go out for dinner.
Yes.
That's right. It's kind of a warm up there. You fill her up with popcorn. And
okay. Oh, Carl, you're such a romantic.
Yeah, I'm such a romantic.
Linda's such a lucky woman.
Does you know what she is? You know, she at times questions that.
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't kind of
most
think.
Of the time.
Hey, we're going to take a break, and Doug LaMalfa will be our guest for the next hour,
okay.
Which is where, Eric's here sharpening up his he's sharpening up his pen. He's writing. He's got 132 questions
for
right
Doug.
Here for Doug.
Yes.
His portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. If it's a chip the size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, it is our friends down at Crackmaster and Jeff Wurst. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. You go on down there at 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. A lot of people wanting tickets to Gone with the Wind here.
It's lighting up here.
Gosh, we got 60 lines and they're all filled up. Right. Okay, maybe not 60.
60.
Okay. All right. We have a winner. Do we have a winner? Well, we have a winner, right? Tell me we have a winner. Okay, we have a winner. All right, Marty, you won. You and your loved one can go to see Gone with the Wind. You're gonna love it, and it's gonna be just a great event. One of the best movies ever. So, hey, we're gonna take a break here in a few seconds, and when we come back, like I said, Doug McConnell
Doug LaMoffa will be there. Maybe he'll come in. He might come in too. He's going to come running in and go,
I'm ready. You know, he's semi-retired now.
Semi-retired now.
Still it's like going. Lee Salter. He's semi-retired, but who, you know, Lee's probably launched a new life someplace. Okay, really quick. Yes. 3-4 for Super Bowl.
New England.
Okay.
Falcons.
All right.
Well, you know what? I think the Falcons have never won one, but I just admire Brady and that whole regime they have there.
Yep.
These are champs, and they keep being champions, and that's not easy in an NFL.
Yeah, right.
So anyway. Well, but I have people out there who will just, at this moment, just wipe me off Facebook.
Because of that?
Well, yeah, probably.
I'm for New England because the Falcons beat my Raiders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
That's the only reason.
There. There you go.
Otherwise, it's just a good game.
We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
On Jobless Claim.
227,000 jobs. Great spirit in the country right now. So we're very happy about that. I think that it's going to continue big league. We're bringing back jobs. We're bringing down your taxes.
The unemployment rate ticked up to a still low 4.8%, mostly because more people were looking for work. Orders to U.S. factories rose a moderate amount in December. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says orders to factories rose 1.3% in December. It closes out a second rough year for American manufacturers who have been battered by a strong dollar and a decline in capital investment. A key category that tracks business investment was up 0.7%. For all of 2016, factory orders fell 1.4% following a 6.3% drop in 2015.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reassuring Japanese leaders today the U.S. has their back.
I want there to be no misunderstanding during the transition in Washington that we stand firmly 100% shoulder to shoulder with you and the Japanese people, Mr. Prime Minister.
California water managers say snowpack is way above average this year.
All in all, a great January from a snow accumulation standpoint.
As California State Snow Surveyor Frank Gerke, chances are this could be a drought-busting snowfall. 15 teams of snow sculptors from 13 states gathering in Wisconsin for the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship. They're not quite ready for that in California. Longtime snow artist Lyndon Butte turns out every year.
I've been doing them all my life as a child and into my second childhood and my third childhood. Now, you know, it's kind of just a really fun thing to do.
The event got underway on Wednesday in Lake Geneva. The judging is set for tomorrow morning. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're driving a Nissan Altima, correspondent Linda Kenyon reports you might want to think twice before you open a rear window.
Nissan is recalling more than 341,000 of the midsize cars in the U.S. because the doors might open if the rear window is opened. In government documents, Nissan says the latch and lock cable in the doors may not have been routed properly at the factory. As a result, the window assembly can interfere with the cable and inadvertently open the doors. Nissan will notify owners about the recall within the next 2 months.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. BMW recalling more than 230,000 cars and SUVs in the United States to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. BMW says the vehicles were originally built with inflators made by another company, but may have been replaced with the Takata inflator in a previous recall if cars were involved in any kind of accident. Breaking news and analysis can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. The Trump administration is telling Israel that building new settlements, in its words, may not be helpful. to Middle East peace efforts.
In a surprising statement, the White House signaled a tougher stance on Israel. It said it does not believe the existence of Israeli settlements is an impediment to peace, but the White House said new construction or expansion beyond current borders may not be helpful in achieving that goal. The U.S. statement came hours after the Israeli Prime Minister vowed to establish the first new West Bank settlement in over two decades. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The head of Uber is not participating today as President Trump is sitting down with a council of business leaders to meet for the first time at the White House. An internal memo obtained by the Associated Press said the Uber CEO Travis Kalanick has quit the council amid a public outcry of some of the president's policies. The council has about 15 members, including the leaders of Walmart, Tesla, General Motors, and the Cleveland Clinic, as well as Pepsi. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom here. Eric's my co-host today. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here on February the 3rd, 2017. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. The country code is 01 for people calling from out of the country. We are streaming live on KCNR1460.com.
Worldwide.
That's right. Hop into our chat pack, as many have done. And the weather looks like... What? Here.
Looks like rain.
Looks like rain.
Yeah, lots of rain.
Lots of rain today?
Today it's going to be a 90% chance of showers, a high of 58, a low of 47. We have a wind advisory in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. On Saturday, it's a 70% chance of rain with a high of 55, a low of 44. On Sunday, we have an 80% chance of rain with a high of 55, a low of 43. And on Monday, we have a 70% chance of rain during the day, with a chance of showers at night, with a high of 53 and a low of 40.
Well, it looks like we've got some rain in our forecast here. We don't have to worry about the lakes anymore. I talked to Kevin Kelly up in Holiday Harbor, mm-hmm. and he says the phone's literally ringing off the hook for this year. So if you might want to make a call now. Now, the weather report's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, where customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, everyone. Morning,
well,
the
Susan.
Major averages are in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 178 points at 20,063. The S&P 500 advancing 15 points at 2,296. And the NASDAQ Composite up 27 points at 5,663. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 53 cents, trading at 23 and a quarter. Hanes Brands down $3.27 at 19.43 per share. Macy's up $2.48 at 33.22. For local stocks of interest, AT&T up 14 cents at 41.32. FedEx up $3.81, trading at 188.42. Costco positive 8 cents at 168.25. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price sealed 2.45% and the 30-year bond 3.06. For commodities, gold is down $2.50 an ounce at 1,217. Silver off a dime at 1741 per ounce. Crude oil positive 57 cents, trading at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much, and have a great weekend, and be careful out there. Try to stay dry.
You too. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, Susan Eastman is the first vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors over on 2705 Park Marina Drive. We talked earlier about you've got to know your investment counselor. And Susan Eastman is just a great person, great reputation, and she knows what she's doing. Yeah. Give her a call, 243-7561 for any of those questions. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. If you're looking for anybody to work on your heating systems and cooling systems, this is the guy. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. This is who we do our business and with our business with. If we have any questions, anything needs to be done, we call Martin and his people. They treat you like family. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. On the phone, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Carl?
So how's it been for the first 15 days up there?
You know, I think it's been great on the efforts administration has been making, and how Congress has been able to work with that. We're doing Congressional Review Act issues right now, which are a review and a repeal of some of these midnight regulations they put through. We just voted on one here a little while ago on how natural gas is explored and extracted from the ground. They're all, you know, up in arms over a rule made by BLM on how methane gas would be flared, even though the amount is being flared is less and less, you know, on federal lands, and it's not BLM's jurisdiction anyway. So, I mean, things like that. Congressional Review Act is putting your elected people that you have say on and can meet with and have direct, you know, influence over in charge of the bureaucracy once again.
Wow.
So hey, repealing some of the last-minute edicts put down by Obama administration and his minions in the various regulatory agencies is a refreshing feel for what we can do here in the House of Representatives.
Yeah. Hey,
send that over to the Senate. So, you know, it feels good to be able to do this, because after 8 years of the other direction, we can go in this direction now, and that's going to be important for resource jobs in California and around the country.
Yeah, Congressman, my co-host today is Eric Wistrom, and you know Eric from Five Star Bank. So if you hear another voice coming in, that's where it is. You know, the idea of you know, the thing that I think
I hear voices all the time coming in
from different areas.
From different areas.
Hi, Eric.
All angles. Hey, Doug, how are you this morning?
Hey, the thing about what you just said is really important, because over the last 8 years, and it's people that are bureaucrats that are nameless, faceless people that you can't say anything about. I mean, you can't get to them. They're a bureaucracy that just comes in and takes your land, keeps you from building a house, that, you know, tells you have to you can't build on this one spot because it's got water on it. You know, even if it's just a puddle.
Right, right.
Or if you make your own puddle, your own stock pond, someone's on all of your
You got to measure it.
Well, that's it. And, you know, what actually, you know, being able to say, hey, wait a minute. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa, you can't, you know, stop that. You know, so that's great. What do you think about, so are the Democrats, to me, seem to be reeling back? Every time another day opens up, it's like they get further back in the bunker.
Definitely dug in, and their extensions out there in the protest, they're definitely organizing and organized, and the message doesn't always make coherent sense, but they're dug in. And you know, I was reading a bit about comparing it with the Tea Party movement in at the same point of the administration in 2009. You know, just a little while after Obama came in, and people woke up and said, "Wow, we too many of us sat out the election, and we let this happen instead of supporting somebody closer to our views." At the time would have been McCain, who, hey, I get, you know, he's not everybody's favorite, but, you know, I mean, this last election came down to Hillary Clinton and all the things that we know about that regime and that clan over the years versus Donald Trump, and a lot of people having concerns about Trump, like, well, can I really get behind this guy who says this, did that, blah, 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 and say, you know, and so guys and gals, it's a A or a B. It's a binary choice, like we heard a lot. We know we're going to get over there, and we maybe not sure exactly where we're going to get over here on the Trump side, but at the end of the day, for me, it was an easy choice, even though you know, I got yelled at for something like, how can you support a guy like this? Well, look how it's playing out here. Look at the people he's appointing to the positions on here that are actually back making common sense for what America needs. You know, Mad Dog Mattis. I mean, you got to be super stoked about that, Carl.
Well, you know, it's not just the fact that it's Mattis, because, you know, people, you know, I'm afraid that people will get hung up on his nickname, but the man is a brilliant man, and he cares about his servicemen. So you've got a Secretary of Defense that, one, knows how to fight, he knows strategy, and he's not going to throw his people out on stupid things that's going to have no ending, and it's going to cost lives, and he's going to revamp. So I think that, you know, across the aisles from both sides, people that both the Democrats and the Republicans thought that was pretty cool. Same thing with Kelly. I think he's made some choices that are going to make some really good differences here.
I think so, too. He's going to have the military treated once again in a respect that it has a mission to accomplish and not a social agenda to make everybody feel good about it. I mean, if you need to be made feel good about it, maybe you don't belong in the military.
You feel good when you bring your people back alive. I tell you what, there's no better feeling than that, and there's no worse feeling than having somebody you're carrying them back. So
that's got to be
huge.
I can't even begin to imagine because I haven't been there. But to me, the commitment of troops to a cause that is going to put them in harm's way, it better be a good one.
Better be last resort.
That's understated.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
It better be a darn good reason, and it better be well thought out for us to even be in a position, whether it's Congress making a declaration of war, or President making that move, or the American people rooting it on or not. There better be a darn good reason for it. It better have a path to winning, and it better be something that makes America and its allies better off after having done it for Trump went the other day to flew to Dover, Delaware there and helped receive the flag draped coffin of that
Navy SEAL
young man that came home.
Yeah, the Navy SEAL.
The Navy SEAL. And that's a sobering moment for anybody. And I'm proud of him for having done that and so early in his office, that sobering moment for him, I think, will be a perspective builder as he does his job going along. So
we got to take a quick break here, Congressman. But the last thing on that one is the press went berserk because he didn't take them with him.
I'm glad you're going to a break because I can save my expletives.
Okay. When we go on to break, you can talk about, and then when we come back, maybe all those hyphenated words will be gone. But okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is a guy that's come up with a new way of being able to open up your tactical rifle and close it without taking the whole thing apart to load it. And head on down there to see how you can do that. And it's a very inexpensive way, but good way of handling this. Bastiani Arms got all types of handguns and firearms for you. And the gunsmithing, he's got it all right there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You're not going to find a better place in town. Give them a chance to beat the big box stores' prices. We'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa, Carl Bott, Eric Wittstrom.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank, is here. My friend, 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone numbers. We got people on the line. It's 55 degrees right now. It's going to be raining all weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And Dandelion brings us this portion of the show, located at 1322 Pine Street. Let me tell you guys, here comes Valentine's Day, and Dandelion Boutique is one of the best places you're going to be able to go shop, find that right thing for your loved one, because you know what? If you didn't hit a home run at Christmas, here's your chance. Here's your chance to go back and you know, build it up. Brighton bags, Miss Me stuff, clothing, everything they have down there. Go down and see Linda or any of the girls down there. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, opened Monday through Saturday. Now, our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Congressman. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. I enjoyed the Bastiani piece there a bit ago. I actually saw that bit.
Did
on
you see
Channel
that?
7.
Yeah, it went nationwide. It went nationwide. Under, they picked it up.
Innovation on the making the guns work for people and not for the state of California.
Well, so I want to talk about the VA, but I want to give you a real quick what happened to me. And I know you've been really, you know, you've really been working on trying to get the VA fixed. I went down, I had an injury. I called them, said, "Hey, I got this thing," and they said, "Well, look, we can get you. We'll get you in a week." And then as soon as when you walk in, you sit there and the doctor come over, just look at that one thing. Well, they had an opening, so they changed it so I could have just like a regular physical. But I walked in there and he looks at my shoulder and he immediately sets me up a consult to go to a local orthopedic surgeon. Hmm. And I went, "I don't have to go down to, Sacramento." "No, we have the choice and this is what we're doing." And so people now can go in, and if they don't have it there at the clinic, you don't have to go all the way down. It's that choice program, which is the way it was supposed to work, and didn't. And I just said, this is just amazing. So I know that some of the things you've been doing is working on trying to get the VA reformed. But so what do you think of the new the guy he wants to run the VA?
Shulkin, I hear pretty good things about him. He's not a big known to me so far. I mean, I heard our previous VA committee chairman here in the House was up on the list, and I know his work was good.
Uh-huh.
But, I'm going to
wait and see.
You know, place some trust that this is a pretty well-vetted person. He's going through the Senate process now. A couple days ago had at least one of the confirmation hearings, and so I think as far as the confirmation of him here, it's going to be less controversial than a lot of the positions here. Our Health and Human Services fellow, Tom Price, that was a tough one. And this Betty DeVos is going to be a tough vote. Even had a couple of Republican senators that have flipped on her there. So, it might require Pence coming in being number 51, on a 50-50 vote. But I'm hearing good on him, and I think he's staking out some pretty strong positions there. A lot of folks are hesitant to talk about move in a direction of privatizing the health care for VA to 100%. So there's a lot of veterans that I hear from that
And they're worried about that.
Service, they're happy to keep going to the VA. So that seems to be Mr. Shulkin's view right now, is to not completely throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's see what we can make
well,
work.
Well, if you can go to the VA, if you got to be senior, I mean, that's who I see. And I've had the same doctor for 10 years, great guy. And now if they can do that, if they can say, okay, look, we can't handle it here, so you're going to go out in town to, and you have your choice of like numerous ones you can go to. I mean, that to me seems great. It doesn't cost, it's all covered. Well, if you're being seen by the VA, it's all covered by the VA. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
if I'm in the VA,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I, if we have a backlog, if we have a problem, why do you want to be so unpopular that you got people that can't be seen, therefore they're angry or upset, and then Congress hears about it, and we're saying, what are you guys doing to help our constituents? If you have, we made an outlet for them to help take the pressure off. Look, we can farm out certain of these procedures or needs that can be done locally. It makes the veteran happier.
Yeah.
Give the veteran choices.
Everybody's doing
a great
job. Happy veterans, happy VA personnel, and happy members of Congress, and most importantly, the public in general, along with the veterans. So I don't know why they want to take advantage of it. That was what was so frustrating me towards the end under the Obama administration. And
they were holding
Donald
that choice back.
Guys,
you had
they weren't mad about it. They weren't saying, look, let's use this tool. So if you've personally experienced it yourself, then that means what we've tried to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Is coming into place.
It works. And before, you had to fight for that choice. I mean, you literally had to go through like three hoops so you wouldn't have to go down to Mather to get something simple done. But now they just do it. So this is a huge step in the right direction. And I hope this isn't just right here. I hope this would be nationwide, because there's billions of dollars in that fund, that choice fund, to help veterans.
I hope it's not this Carl radio show, too, that has a big voice to do that.
Well, that might have something to do with it, but I doubt it, of course. Hey, when you're talking about the picks and all that, Second Amendment, we've got the judge, the new Supreme Court nominee. He seems to be well-liked by both sides, yet the Democrats are digging in.
It's what they're going to do. They wanted their guy confirmed, Merrick Garland, when he was put up last spring, and it didn't happen. Mitch McConnell dug in and said, no, we're not going to do this. So they took offense to that. So at some level, as the tides change back and forth back here, each side is going to be tough on it. But, Gorsuch is pretty hard to, when you get in on the merits, and if you care about that thing called the Constitution and that you're not changing it by your actions as a judge, then he's pretty hard to turn down in a neutral conversation. And the interesting thing is, when he was confirmed for the court he's on now, my understanding is, received unanimous votes for that none of the Democrats voted against him. So that many of the same Democrats are still in the Senate now, and that they're going to have to explain, well, why now is it different? Is it politics? And, hey, I get the politics. No, I think McConnell did the right thing, is that we're elected as Republicans or Democrats with a belief system that we represent to our constituents. And so for Republican senators saying, look, I want judges that I would vote for to confirm that believe in a constitution that is not a living, breathing document, but one that is what it says, what the founders intended, not something you can shape and stretch into making your own legislation from the bench. And so if a Republican senator says that and he was elected for that, then that person needs to stick with that. And so, the Republicans had the majority to stop that appointment and put a guy in that's going to come after gun rights and side with the government agencies all the time. I think that was a righteous fight. If the Democrats have a majority to do it, then I guess they'll have that ability to do it someday. But, this is what we're here for, is to maintain what we promised when we would asked to be these office holders.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Am I on? This is
Nick. You're now on, Nick.
Good morning, Congressman LaMalfa. Hey, listen, I've got a bill I want you to propose that would put you on the list of who's who in Congress. And that bill is to vacate the anchor baby policy. They've got vacations for foreign nationals to come over and have their baby in the United States so they get a foothold, and I've had enough of that. That was put into place back after the Civil War so the slaves' kids would be citizens. What say you about that, Doug?
I'm sure that the 14th Amendment had no intention of being used for an anchor baby type situation. You're right, I think, in that the founders couldn't have imagined that if you can sneak into the country long enough and the baby lands on our soil, that doesn't automatically make them a citizen, because the whole thing was a illegal transaction to begin with as far as coming across onto our soil. And so, you know, anchor baby, that's an offensive word to those folks that are in this whole immigrant fight here, but if you got a better term, whatever it is, I don't think citizenship should be based on it. So I agree with you.
I think a lot of people...
As we wade through some more of this immigration and refugee conversation, that will come back up, because that is there's no way a sensible person would say that that's how the law should be interpreted.
Eric, when we say, I got Eric here too, but Doug, if that's part, does it have to be overturned somehow? How do you do that?
No, I think it's a court interpretation.
Oh,
what the
okay.
Amendment said.
14th Amendment.
Okay.
You know, I don't think what one court says one day can't be
changed.
You know, looked at another way. I mean, what follows closely the Constitution, congressional intent, the rule of law, and but these days everything is up for debate. You know, I mean, shoot, what bathroom you can go into is up for debate. It blows my mind. So.
Well, hey, look, let's take another quick break here, and we'll be right back. Here's the question, though. I want you to have time to formulate here something. Let this perk is, ask Doug what he thinks about the California becoming a sanctuary state and also the Cal Exit movement. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You're not going to find a better place to work out. It has everything you could possibly imagine, spinning classes, yoga classes. All the machines they have there are new, and the people there are so professional, and the only indoor saltwater pool in the whole area right here at Wellgate Sports Club along with Boheme Spa. Give them a call at 768-1205, or even better, just head on down there, tell them you heard it right here, and that you want a free workout and you want to see what it's like there or a tour. We'll be right back after these messages with Congressman Doug LaMalfa at 7:31 in the morning here on Friday, February the 3rd.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time to be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Jefferson State of Mind moves to a new time beginning at 9 a.m. Sunday, February 5th. Each week, listen as Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter bring you the latest developments in the growing movement to create a 51st state. The show will focus on Second Amendment rights, equal representation, and protecting the values of those who live in the northern counties. Jefferson State of Mind, starting at a new time, 9 a.m. Sundays, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Eric Woodstrom here on your town hall of the air of Redding and Northern California, right here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the barbershop at... Cypher Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I'm sorry, it's Friday.
Pause there for our library.
It is.
Huh?
It was. I just want people to lean in, and it's got better known business with discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place, man's last stronghold. Hey, I'm here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So, Congressman, we got people on the phone, but what do you think about this sanctuary state thing?
It shows how amok this majority in Sacramento is. I really feel for our Republicans and conservatives that are in that state legislature down there, because these guys are just on full tilt trying to...
They're crazy. They're crazy.
Pull every value and law. I mean, they're talking about this term, California values. Kevin DeLeon, the Senate leader.
Oh, boy.
What in the blank is a California value the way you
Here, let me say that. What the hell is a California value?
And why are your values being put on me? Yeah.
So, yeah, and we will take – we are looking at what steps and what measures can be taken federally to not reward that behavior, because what they are doing is against the law. It's federal law. It's not state law on how our borders are treated. And they're merely just playing to an audience and a political constituency there. That it isn't about making our state safer. So, you know, let's just look at the immigrants themselves for a minute here. Are you better off under a system where you're semi-legal, where you don't really have the type of status you would if you had the proper paperwork, the proper documents to be able to move freely back and forth on the border, as our country would define? You know, I like to tell people or ask them when we go out for a town hall meeting or such that, did you lock your house when you left? Did you lock your car when you came in here tonight? Why would you do that?
Are you carrying a gun? Well, no, I mean, you can't. I mean, that's part of it. But Congressman, here's the thing. 26 counties voted, this is what I'm seeing here, but a lot of the counties, it could be 26, voted overwhelmingly for Trump. Does he understand that this isn't, you know, that we've got a section of this state that when he starts punishing California, we're the ones that supported him? And is there a way to that we don't get hit by this?
Well, I think if indeed, as you say, punishment starts to be meted out here, that it would be defined as no money for sanctuary cities. And we see our campuses going crazy, too. They all want to be sanctuary campuses now. First, they had their safe zones after the election where you could go cry on somebody's shoulder the day after the election and not go to classes or have tests, take tests anymore, and they'd give you some crayons and a puppy. But I don't know what kind of generation we're raising here. But that said, our college campuses are all in on that. The presidents of the campus, immediately following the presidential orders on refugees, they're out there saying they're going to defy as much as they can, and the ability for ICE to do what it needs to do and checking out who the illegal immigrants are. So it is an anarchy thing by the state of California, and I don't know, again, what the California values they're putting forward, but they are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States and of the state of California, and at what point there's going to be a price to pay for doing that. But the voters of the state are going to have to be participants as well, and I know as we're dominated by Bay Area and Southern California urban areas, that it's difficult, But
that goes back to my question.
You're talking about Cal Exit too, right?
Yeah, but let me go back to that question. Sure. Is that they want to be a sanctuary state? They want it. They just said there that no municipality should work with the with the ICE or any of the border agencies. Which of course is they're trying to go over a federal law, which they can't. But at some point, this administration is going to say, "You want to play these games? Fine." But this is what's going to not happen. And you just got on the Department of Highways. I mean, on the subcommittee for the highways, and we need our infrastructure fixed. I would hate to think that we in the 26 counties that voted for Trump are going to get punished by these guys.
Yeah, and it, obviously you can't parcel things out over vote results like that, but I think you certainly could make the case that rural America, rural California has a lot of catching up it needs to do since the lion's share of the dollars always seem to end up in the urban areas on that, and so there's a different emphasis that can be placed on certain types of grants and federal money to help supplement state dollars or even local dollars. There's projects that we have right there in Shasta and Tehama County there with the I-5 expansion, and I'm getting requests to help out on certain bridges and
help move that along.
This isn't an earmarked process, but it is one where you put into the hopper different projects, and they're all done looked at by merit, whether it's timeline or volume or whatever. That would put them eligible for immediate dollars, and so I think we can make the case strongly on the things we need to do for California. And on a more direct approach, why would we send another dollar to a city that isn't playing by federal rules on the types of things that are optional? Why send optional dollars to them for a sanctuary?
I couldn't
state,
agree more.
That's true.
Of money. Yep. Hey, well, let's look at that. I'm high speed rail money that.
I hope that's gone.
Well, they haven't blown it all yet, but they have to blow it faster than they can on a per-day basis, and there's a lot of lawsuits underway on how the state dollars are to be administered. So at some point there'll be a reckoning on if they're not matching the federal dollars that they pulled down because of Obama with state dollars, then we can maybe perhaps send them a bill, and then they'll be in a real pickle, too. So, so there's remedies for this, and you'll probably be hearing from the Trump administration for too much longer if they keep defying what is indeed a federal jurisdiction.
Okay. Hey, we've got a phone caller. Jim, good morning. Jim, good morning. Do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on.
Yes. This is Jim. Congressman, I understand that congratulations are in order that you have been appointed as chairman of a subcommittee on agriculture.
I'm on a subcommittee chairman of one of the natural resources committees. Yes, sir.
I can't hear. So
he said he's on
natural
resources.
Resources committee subcommittees. I was named chairman of that. It's the Indian Affairs and Islander Affairs Committee.
Anyway, congratulations. Have a great day, and please explain a little bit about what that subcommittee is about. I'll take my answer on the air, and thank you, and thank God for this rain. Bye.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Commander. That's Commander Gibson, one of my heroes.
Oh, is that our Jim? Okay.
That was Jim Gibson. It was one of my, he's a hero here. I mean, he's a hero. I use that term rarely, but I have two people here that are veterans. Him and Bob McIntosh are my heroes. So
Jim Gibson is a jewel,
yeah,
and I like him a lot. So Jim, thank you for the question and for the kind congrats on that with the subcommittee chairmanship. And the other thing also, I was added to the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee too. So I have those three committees to work with, and I think we can accomplish a lot of good things for the North State and rural America with emphasizing what agriculture should be doing, our mm-hmm. natural resource use. And focusing highway dollars actually on highways. So, the Indian Affairs Committee subcommittee. It's as the name implies. It works with tribes and making sure that we're following what was laid out under different treaties and the importance of the government to government relationship you have there, as well as the island possessions the U.S. has, too, with Puerto Rico and Samoa as well. So it's an interesting committee here, and we'll be able to advance more good work on that. You know, so
we have a gaming
for tribes. It's about helping them keep the promises, what was meant for those interactions with tribal government and the federal government.
Well, this one, we've got a comment. It says, if you need a tribal golf course consultant that just travels around, reports back after playing the courses, we have a Native American that would be willing to serve his country.
Okay. Well, they could probably do my share of golf anyway. I'm not big on the golf scene myself.
Okay, now that leads us to another thing. President Trump just pushed forward on the Keystone Pipeline, but also on the that one up there by Standing Rock, which has caused a lot of consternation.
Yeah.
Since you're now on that committee, making sure that the treaties and everything have been done, what is your thoughts on that one?
Well, there's a...
Would you agree that it was the right thing to do?
You know, it's been vetted for a long time.
Yes.
Obviously, it's controversial, but it's kind of gotten caught up in this protest everything deal that's been going on. Even the tribe up there has been getting tired of all these outside protesters coming in, making it into a party or a Woodstock.
Yeah.
On that. So let's get down to the facts here. The pipe they're talking about is parallel in a lot of areas to other existing pipes. They've made revisions, having listened to the concerns of a lot of folks surrounding that. With rerouting, the pipe itself doesn't go directly under any of the Indian reservation land. They've gone around it. And so where the areas where there's waterways, they're going well underneath those waterways. And so we have a country that has millions of miles of different types of pipeline, and it's the most reliable and safest way to move these materials long distances. I mean, the alternative is put them on trains. And have you seen the long trains of all tank cars? You know what happens occasionally with trains. Again, I'm not knocking them because it's a very good way of moving freight. Or are you going to truck it? And so the level of risk of an issue goes up exponentially with each step besides using a pipeline. And so with the protocols they have in place, I feel confident they can do it well. It's not going to have anything to do with getting into water supply. Does a pipe spring a leak once in a while? Sure. But you have protocols for how to attack that, how to shut it off, and how to go after it. And life isn't 100% risk-free. If we all want to live, you know, like they did in the 1500s, I guess we can put all this back. But I want to see the people that are, you know, against everything we try and do in developing our energy resources in the country go to the end of the line when we run out of fuel and batteries to live in a cave with. So, you know what I mean?
Congressman, we're just going to skip this last break and just keep going. We have people on the line here. Rob, do you have a question for Congressman LaMalfa? Rob, you're live with Congressman LaMalfa. You're on the air.
Hey, really appreciate it, Carl. Congressman, I just want to start off by saying I've lived in the Redding area since 85. I'm in my 40s now. I'm a Hispanic. I'm a veteran, and I really support the work that you're doing here. A lot of people always try and make this enforcement of our immigration laws into something that it is not. I went to San Francisco State University. I went to school with students who were overstaying their visas at times after they were out of college. They were from all over the world, Germany or whatever. So continue to do what you're doing and press on. I, too, am a veteran, and I have many Muslim friends. So I want to kind of respond to that article that was in the, or that Speak Your Peace that was in the Record Searchlight the other day from that guy who said he was a conservative, and kind of throw that out there, that it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there from all different walks of life. At the bottom line, at the end of the day, the majority of people who consider themselves conservative don't have a racist bone in their body and are very concerned with the fact that the rule of law in this country has been so twisted, and that we're finally getting somebody in here who is like going to say, you know what, I don't care if I get reelected in 4 years, I'm going to right the ship, and I don't care what people think, but I'm going to do what the people sent me to do. And as long as you support him, sir, you have my support. And I think you're doing a great job. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your perspective. You've seen it firsthand, and you know, given your background too. I mean, there's not anybody that wants to discriminate based on, you know, what their ethnicity is. You know, in this case here, when we're talking about our southern border with Mexico, I mean, so many honorable people that want to work hard. The only thing we ask, I mean, this is the hardest thing to pound through in this argument, is the legal versus illegal immigration point. Okay, what is so hard for the left to get about? No, we're all for legal immigration, following our rules, following the way to do it, keeping order, versus illegal. I mean, illegal what's difficult about that? We have laws for that. We have the right as a country to set terms on who comes in and when and how long. And so, and we're a welcoming country. We've always have been. But if you want to play by our rules, it works much better. And so for the left to make political points and hay out of this, that's really what it's coming down to, because we welcome many, many people from Mexico and Central America, and it's better for them, I think, to have legal documents and be able to come here in the light of day and be able to go back and forth easily, as well as the student visas. Yeah, sometimes people get in a pickle with their visa expiring. They need more time. Go through the process. And so, you know, there's nothing racist or hateful about any of that. Again, I asked the question, did you lock your house? Did you lock your car? And why shouldn't we be able to run the gates on the country with the, I like to say we have a wall with gates with well-oiled hinges on it. And we welcome people in as per the rules of what is best for our nation first.
Congressman, would you support a visa program that when people want to come here and work, because you know, that's the big thing, is to have a visa program where they come across, they work, and then go back home several months later, like the older, that we had that before at one time. You know, people would say, hey, I need so many workers, you know, to do this, whether it's agriculture or what, and then have them come across the border legally and then go back.
I fully support that. Again, whether it's agriculture or some of the service industries, they're looking for this pool of workers, and they're not getting it from people that are used to not working in this country here. So yeah. Maybe if we made the hammock a little less comfortable for folks that are here, if there's jobs available, then you know, they should be looking at this as well. But what we have instead is the left and some in government trying to move things in a direction that is actually eliminating these jobs, and that's where this the flaw in the thinking of pushing the minimum wage up to $15 is automating now much of the entry level jobs that people used to have, and so it's just closing doors for folks that need to learn a job, learn a skill of showing up every day and being reliable, and then they add value to them, to the employer, by having that. Maybe they get a degree, maybe they get a skill at a trade school that it enhances their value. At the end of the day, the employer isn't there just a vehicle for the federal government to order them to employ people. They're there to produce a product that the people want in the marketplace and make a living at it, and they bring people with them that want to help them make that living.
Well, it shows that people that come in here, the people that come to our country legally, a lot of them have got this entrepreneurial spirit. And the idea that President Trump just said, if you're going to bring a regulation in, you have to get rid of two more regulations. What's your take on that one?
If I had a dime for every person that's come up and said that to me, for every law you put in, you ought to get rid of three or five or ten or whatever. I mean, that's,
and he did it. He just
that's
did
a popular
it.
Sentiment by normal people out there. So it's entertaining to watch people mock Trump for saying that, because it shows how out of touch the press and the other mockers are with what real people think. Yeah. Now, you know, is it a bit arbitrary?
Yeah.
I don't know, but certainly when we have a lot of our unnecessary regulations, as we've been defanging them here just this week using our Congressional Review Act on last-minute regulations promulgated by Obama administration agencies, then I don't think we're under-regulated as a country, or certainly as a state, that you could find a lot of things that need to be repealed, just simple things around your workplace where, I won't even try and name them all to use our time better, but everybody hears about them.
Yeah. So I've got one more. I've got another thing here. We keep hearing about the state of Jefferson going on, and this movement has not gone away. They're moving into the courts. I know that you've been, you have listened to the people on this. Is there a difference now with Trump in there?
I still think it isn't a federal issue. It's a state that's divided. The urban areas of this state, they still think it's wonderful to introduce more wolves into our backyard up here.
Yeah,
and many other things that make our jobs, our industry go away. I think it's the Agenda 21 type people that want to force us all into government type housing or stacked housing and off of our lands. If you're a farmer, a rancher, or you're a forester, or if you just live in a rural area, a small town, they don't want that anymore. They want you all to live in urban areas in stacked housing, and they have these walkable neighborhoods so you can, get up at 8:50 a.m. and walk to your coffee place and walk to your McJob and walk to your McHome when you're done and just be good little lemmings in a faceless society. This is the extremism they want to go to, and I've seen that legislation pass when I was in Sacramento to force you into this walkable neighborhood situation that, that's fine for people to want to live that way. People want to live in that type of housing, great. But don't force all of us into it. Don't force all of us into a certain type of car or high-speed rail or what have you, because that doesn't work for all of us, especially in a free country.
Okay, we've got 5 minutes left. It's all yours.
Well, to finish that thought up, I certainly support the idea of rural California having its own say and independence from people that don't care about us or understand what we do or want to continue to oppress us. So when you're looking at the 51st state approach through Jefferson, shoot, I had the T-shirt long before most people around here that have started the movement, because I've liked the idea, but it's a long shot. It's a tough deal. There might be more opportunities the worse things get in California, but what's fascinating is the Cal Exit one. So it would seem to me like the Jefferson folks ought to be looking at how to use that, because if they're willing to do all the funding and all the dirty work, maybe they could peel out that portion, the eastern part of the state, the conservative part of the state, away from the exit part and remain the 50th state. Then they wouldn't need any congressional or state approval if the other part goes off and goes crazy by itself. But that all said, I don't know how good of an idea that is to have now a foreign country on our coast that could be taken over by anybody. We need to double the height of fence from the new California versus the old California for as crazy as I imagine it would turn.
Frankly, I hope they do that, because I'm going to get a bunch of my friends together and we're going to own that place.
Not cheap property.
It's not. No. We're just going to come in and take it.
So it's a fascinating question to ask and to watch here with Cal Exit versus Jefferson. But that is, that's its own movement. I have to make work what I have to make work within this federal structure and my colleagues in the state legislature. And it's very hopeful for me here. I've been back here most of January with all the stuff going on with swearing in and the inaugural. And I've seen these marches, around the inaugural there where the protesting going on downtown D.C. and some of the anger coming out of that. And then the following day was the Women's March. A lot of anger in that. And then 6 days later was the March for Life. I see a lot of upbeat people there.
Was there ever a count on that? I looked for an hour trying to get a count on the number of women that were marching in the March for Life, and I never did see it. So I'm not sure.
What I didn't see was the end of the line there. I went and walked through it and then with it for a while there, and it was stretching all the way down Pennsylvania Avenue and winding over towards the Washington Monument. And so it was, and what I don't want to get caught up in is the size of crowds, Trump there, the size of his crowd versus Obama's crowd or this or that.
That's true.
There's different criteria. I mean, it's easier to turn out a Democrat crowd because you're in the D.C., which is 90% Democrat anyway, so all they got to do is go down the street and they can join the crowd where,
I would have just liked to have gotten
administration coming in. They all have to take time off of work and fly in to be part of a crowd here. So, you know, that crowd versus the side of the Women's March crowd or the March for Life.
Sure.
Whatever it is, the March for Life crowd was massive. Trump noticed. Mike Pence spoke at it.
Kellyanne for the first
Conway
time.
Spoke at it. And Trump tried to embarrass the media a little bit and say, how come you guys don't cover that one as much as the other marches? So, you know, things are different around here. It's way different, and it's pretty exciting.
I do have one more, because we can take a little bit more time. But, you know, as you know, Measure D failed here. And, you know, for more money for the tax thing.
A little more on that. I forget which one that is.
Well, that was, that was the one about raising taxes so we'd have $11 million to pay for more policing. And money was going to go to the county so we could house these people. And it failed miserably, 67%. And then the county has just announced that they're not going to go forward with an adult rehabilitation center, 64 beds, because they don't have the money. And so here we are with Proposition 57 getting ready to release another few thousand felons out on the streets. And we're kind of at a standstill here. Is there any way that we could get grants or anything from the feds to kind of like help us? Because we're losing our community policing group, all of this, because we've just, you know, there's no money. Is there any way that there's grants out there that can help us right back here?
I think refocusing some of the dollars that go for other areas that are not working into law enforcement is something that will be likely looked at here. Again, here we are trying to fix California's mess because it was a self-created one with Prop 57 before that, Prop 47, and AB 109 before that, basically emptying our prisons.
Yeah.
We had prisoners that were housed outside of the state that were actually housed cheaper than when you can do it here. And as part of that, it wasn't, you know, the smart thing would say, okay, if you got overcrowding and the judge and the courts say you have to downsize the overcrowding on the ones you have in state, okay, I get that. But they also not only released some of those, but they closed out some of the prisoners that are housing in other states at less cost and brought them back home.